The European Commission unveiled a wide-ranging set of proposals on energy and climate issues today. It includes targets on reducing greenhouse gas emissions and increasing use of renewables and measures to free competition among energy providers. The package of measures will have to be approved by European governments before it can come into force. Monsignor Jean Reynard is an official at the Vatican's Council for Justice and Peace, which covers ecological issues for the Holy See.
First of all, we would rather use the term climate change than global warming because it involved so much else than simply global warming. Yes, it's warm here today in Italy. It has been a very warm winter. I'm from the Midwest in the United States. We're under a blizzard. My family has 10 inches of snow on the ground, and many people have experienced ice storms this summer, so you can't talk about global warming to them. But in other parts of the world, we are experiencing unseasonable weather, climate change. Is there a reason for it? We know it's happening. It's a fact. We can't deny that there's changes. Do we know why? No. No one does. No one has the definitive answers of why these things and how to address them. The Church has, in a way, focused its attention in the last few years on the energy needs and the importance of energy, and how, again, that can be made sustainable for all people. The idea that so many people, 1.5 billion people in the world, are without electricity, that we know that the use of carbon fuels is not sustainable. These are things that we have to address and try to come to an answer.